This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Six states have joined the chorus of support for the Millennium Bulk Export Terminal Project in Longview. Wyoming, Montana, Kansas, Utah, South Dakota, and Nebraska filed a joint amicus brief in U.S. federal court, arguing the case has broad implications for commodity exports from many states. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says the brief supports the previous lawsuit that argues the state of Washington is politicizing the process and denying permits for the sole purpose of blocking coal exports.
That is the argument, specifically that the decision was dependent upon really, truly what commodity was being transported. It was coal and the impact internationally as well as transportation of the coal to the facility and all well beyond the scope of what the permit decisions were about.
But the terminal would be used for more than just coal.
Absolutely. It's a bulk export facility and as designed with some tweaking could easily handle any other bulk commodity, including agricultural products.
But he says it's not over yet.
It's only been, 6 years or whatever since this project started down the path. So this is another step in trying to force a decision that would allow the project to go forward. But it really does sit and wait for court action. And there's no definiteness to when the court would act on these. So that's the bummer as it sits and we wait and another season goes by without the facility being constructed.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Millennium Bulk Terminal.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.